You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we got all the issues covered. And we're doing it like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. But listen, as we think through what's coming with the political climate that we're in, as we pursue our efforts to get to the midterms, as we see the idea that we might be able to make a shift in the polls, sort of begin to gel and come together. I got to tell you, there's a great deal at stake in the months ahead. I mean, as conservatives, as people who care about the constitutional republic that we've been called upon to steward, we should have a heightened sense right now of the import of coming elections. And I don't mean just this year, but first of all, yes, there is this year's midterms. But then next in the 2024 presidential cycle, and then next again 2 years later, when right here at home, Governor Ivey will not be able to run for another term, leaving an open seat. And many of our state legislative seats will likely be open at that point too, or at least contested. I'm talking about the possibilities of all or nothing in the next 4 years on the political landscape. The idea that these are just normal elections coming up in the short term is a dangerous fallacy. Don't fall for it. I believe that we can and should help the narrative as conservatives. We should shape the culture, and we should provide that hope that comes from decisive action skillfully executed. Decisive action, skillfully executed. I'll come back to that in a minute. But let me pivot first by stating that how quickly a battlefield commander can put troops into the battle space is often a decisive point. Can a commander react to good intelligence, form a plan, and insert troops in a timely and operational manner? Can that commander then reinforce, augment, exploit enemy weaknesses, and bolster his troops against heavy opposition? Does that commander have the sustainability for the fight, the enablers and force multipliers to make a real go of it? And by the way, let's not forget the enemy gets a vote too. The best laid plans never survive first contact with the enemy, so the commander better be able to make sure that the best laid plans have contingencies and that the plan can pivot and readjust as needed. It takes real effort. Well, somewhere I've got an old photograph from the mid-80s. I don't know who took the picture. I believe it was taken at Fort Riley, Kansas, if I recall correctly, but I do know for a fact what was going on. It was a picture of me with my face painted green, my rucksack piled up in my lap, and my M16 rifle pointed down. I had apparently gone all in on the camo face paint because you could barely make out my facial features. But what you could see without any question was the white of my teeth as I was grinning from ear to ear. My adrenaline was up, my spirits were high, I was having a hard time believing I was getting paid to do stuff like this. We were conducting basic air assault training, and it was my first ride in a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter, and man, what a ride it was. That day stands out not only because it was my first day to ride treetops in a Black Hawk, but because of how those pilots flew. I mean, from the moment that the go was given, those aviators pulled pitch, and we went screaming hot over the terrain, flying nap of the earth with the doors open. And I was sitting facing the front to the right side door, and as we banked over the contours of the ground, I felt like I could reach a hand out and touch the trees. Now, a Black Hawk's top speed is somewhere around 180 miles per hour, and I'm sure we weren't quite doing that, but I know that we were going fast enough to cause my cheeks to ripple back to my ears. There's no roller coaster at any theme park in the world that compares. And then suddenly we touched down on the objective LZ, and we went into our mode to seize the ground. Listen, here's the deal. An air assault operation is a decisive high-speed means of delivering combat power to an objective in quick time. If you want to deliver shock and awe and put boots on the ground quickly, then going air mobile is certainly in the mix. I'm a paratrooper, but I'll readily admit that when it comes to precision delivery of troops, that a heliborne insertion is far more accurate. But it has another effect as well. It creates what I call the suddenly effect. Suddenly. The suddenly effect. As the sound of rotors turning comes to the opposition's ears, they often can't tell at first where it's coming from. And then suddenly, the first wave of big steel birds clears the far tree line and begins touching down in an orchestrated effort. And suddenly, wave after wave of troops hit the ground. And then suddenly, there's a shift in the momentum. And suddenly, there's a massing at the decisive point. But the second and most important aspect, though, of air assault, aside from the suddenly effect, is the employment it has of disciplined, well-led, highly motivated troops put quickly into the battle space. suddenly there's a capability on the ground that was not there before, and the enemy knows it. So why am I telling you all this? Because what I just described could become the analogy for any number of things, things that we care about, things worth fighting for. We as conservatives must look at the next 4 years as a cultural and political battlefield, a battlefield not of actual bloodshed and destruction, but rather a battlefield of principles. What do you care about? What's your passion? Because I assure you, there are a multitude of opportunities to engage the opposition. Just pick one. But then gather up others who share that passion. Begin meeting now and considering how you might help to affect the lay of the cultural and political landscape in the next 4 years. 4 years goes by fast, y'all. But look, I've seen that work. I've seen groups of salt-of-the-earth folks in small towns get together and decide to arrive on the scene in suddenly fashion, in a disciplined and well-thought-out moment, take the initiative. Small groups calling them things like tea parties and changing local politics, or groups of parents who all went to the school board together and got something done, or groups who were tired of City Hall decided to find and support a candidate for mayor or city council to change their status quo. Groups who banded together and suddenly shocked corporate giants who thought they could have their way in the community. Agenda-driven cultural and political movements that changed the landscape of whole states. And they were just folks. They were just moms and dads. They were every walk of life, every level of education, raising their kids, paying their taxes, and making a difference because they met in someone's living room or at a church or rented a community hall, and they talked and they planned and they gathered up more like-minded folks, and they were often disregarded by the opposition like some kind of fluke or some rabble. And then suddenly they arrived on the scene. Suddenly they were at the school board. Suddenly they were at the city council or the election day polling sites, and they literally shifted the momentum and put the opposition back on its heels. You see, that's the third factor in a good air assault operation. It's the preparation that's done in advance. The raising and the training and the equipping of the force occurs well before that air assault operation commences. Well, right now we have 2 months to the midterms. We have 26 months to the next presidential election. We have a mere 50 months to the next gubernatorial election. Right now is the time to lay that groundwork, build that force, and then launch that plan in suddenly fashion and mass our efforts in a decisive manner on the cultural and political terrain that we have chosen. Make no mistake, y'all, this is a battlefield of principles. And as we conservatives, we have the numbers. We just have to see them trained. We have to see them inserted into the battle space in a quick, decisive, disciplined, suddenly fashion at the time and place of our choosing, and we can make a difference. So I'm just saying, find your group, my friends. Find your folks and plan your operation because time is short. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you go. Fired up, man. I'm fired up, Boomer. But I'm telling you, I have literally, every one of those examples, I've seen it firsthand. I could even name names. People who just got together, just met in someone's living room. People who just said, who's using the community room? Can we meet down there next week? And they just got together, and they began realizing they were not alone, and they just did stuff. They put out signs. They signed petitions. They went to meetings. And next thing you know, they changed the political and cultural landscape of their sphere of influence. Get her done, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.